Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiulim. This is the seventh Shir B'Siyata Dishmaya. And the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim 5-6. And we are continuing on in the previous Shir. We saw the Yisod that when land is captured outside of Chutz La'aretz, even if it's a Kibush Yachid, so there's still going to be a Chiv of Mitzvah Tluyas Baretz. And the only thing there won't be is a din of Eretz Yisrael. It's not going to have a din of Eretz Yisrael mamish. In other words, when they capture a kibush chabim, then a mamish has a din after they captured Eretz Yisrael, they captured outside of Eretz Yisrael for the rabim, so mamela, that's going to have a din of Eretz Yisrael mamish. But if they make a capture a kibush yochid outside of Eretz Yisrael, kibush yochid shmei kibush, so that's going to have a din of mitzvah atlius boretz, even though it doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael Mamish. So we saw nafka mina in the previous shir that there's going to be a chiyuv of Trumois Umaisris that it says in the Sifri, the end of Kairach, that you're not allowed to be tarmi peres chutz loretz al peros ha'oretz. So what's the nafka mina? Obviously peres chutz loretz isn't chayv in Trumois Umaisris. The answer is, according to what we're saying, that if it grew in land that was captured, kibush yachid, so it is chayv and shumisim and maisers, but you can't be tarim on peres of Eretz Yisrael mamish. So that's going to be one nafkamina, that it doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael mamish, so you can't be tarim me peres of land that was captured kibush yachid outside of Eretz Yisrael on the peres of Eretz Yisrael. Das is the erste the nafkamina. Nach a nafkamina nira im hachiyuv mishum Eretz Yisrael hu. E mechi of mitzvahs grede legabei halav shel lo techanem vuar besugia b'mesechet avodah zara b'daf chaf alef amud alef she'ein isur min ha'toira besuria gam l'Reb Meir she'sover she'kibush yachid shmei kibush. That we know that there's a lav of loisuchanem of giving land to Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, selling land to Goyim in Eretz Yisrael. So we see in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chof Aleph that there is no Isser Men HaTorah in Surya Gam Rabbi Meir Shesover Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. Even if you hold like Rabbi Meir does that Kibush Yochid is a valid Kibush, nevertheless there is no Isser Men HaTorah of Leisuchonen in Chutz La'aretz. Ayin Barashi Sham B'Avodah Zarah B'Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph Divrei Ma'aseh Maskirim, and in Rabbi Avadim Yevardenur over there. So why is there no Isser Min HaTorah? If Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, why is there no Isser? V'Kvar Amad B'Zeh B'Chidush Yachasim Sofer V'Gitin Daf Ches Amud Beis Ayin Sham. Aber Lefi Dvareinu Omar Kach Shesuria L'Kulei Alma Eina Eretz Yisrael El Rak Yalfuso L'Chayiv Ramitzah Sheb Eretz Yisrael. Surya is not Eretz Yisrael Mamish. There's just a Yalfusa that if you capture it, then it's going to be Chayiv and Mitzvahs like Eretz Yisrael. And that's only Shayich L'Gabei Chiyuvei Mitzvahs. Aval Isser Chanoya B'Karka, not to allow them to stay there, not to allow Goyim Chanoya B'Karka in Eretz Yisrael, is mitzad cheftzad Eretz Yisrael hu, shehi liYisrael v'lo la'akum. The cheftzad Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jews and not to the non-Jews. And Surya, which is an Eretz Yisrael, is not shaykh the sisser. The sisser, if I put it in better English, is not shaykh. It's not shaykh the sisser. Also, the sisser isn't shaykh. It's also not English. In any event, they don't pay me enough to speak English, so I speak whatever language I fancy at that moment. The Surya, which is not Eretz Yisrael, this Isser isn't Shaykh. It's not Shaykh. And therefore, there's no Isser of Lo Sechanim in Surya, even if you hold Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. V'hu Adin, Legabei Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. De'ika B'Surya, Gam L'Man De'Omar, Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. And the same applies to the Tumah of Eretz HaAmim that we have in Surya, even according to the Man D'Yomar, of kibush yochid, shmei kibush. Even if you hold the kibush is a valid kibush, there's still tumas eretz amim. So yesh lanu shnei dvarim. Yesh lanu davar echad she ein baya shel losichonim. Afilu im shta sover she kibush yochid shmei kibush ein kan losichonim. Ve'davar nosaf. זה נקרא תומס ארץ העמים. יש בסוריה תומס ארץ העמים, אפילו אם אתה סובר, even if you hold the kibush yochid shmei kibush, there's still תומס ארץ העמים in Syria. Like we see in the Bryce and Gittin on 8b. היינו משום, שתומס ארץ העמים, משום שאסור לצאת מארץ ישראל וחוץ לארץ הוא. The reason there's תומס ארץ העמים is because you are not allowed to leave the land of Israel and go to chutz laretz, like we see in Tosis and Nazir and Daf Nadalet on the base, Dibur Maschil Eretz Ha'amim. Not everybody knows that. Not everybody knows this Tosfos. As a matter of fact, I would think that not everybody knows most Tosfos. Akoponim Tosfos here says that the reason that there's Tuma in chutz laretz is because you're allowed to go from Eretz to chutz laretz. Merely the rabbis made a din that there's Tuma in chutz laretz. Ubesuria, af al pi sheyesh ba mitzvas yishuv, midin mitzvas hanogos ba, aval mikol mokoim eino keretz Yisrael. And in Suria, even though there is a mitzvah of yishuv, of living there, because there are mitzvas nogos in this area, however, it is not keretz Yisrael. And you are not allowed to go out from Eretz Yisrael to Syria. And because of that, Gamba Shaycha Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. There it is Shaykh the Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. Why is it Shaykh Tumas Eretz Ha'amim? Because you're now let it go from Eretz Yisrael to Syria. So Syria is not Eretz Yisrael. L'may nafkamina, you're now let it go there, and it has Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. ויהם בריקורקוס בפרק א', יתרומס הלכה דלת שכוסר שגם למען דומר שמי כיבוש, that the Mari Kurkus writes, that even according to the Mandi Omer, that כיבוש יחד שמי כיבוש, לא לעשוי סו לגמרי כשאר ארץ ישראל כאומר, דהות למי, להי מנדי אומר, אמינו דגימו דבר משוב סוסוריה לחוץ לארץ, ומה שדהינו אלו להעלותה, מחוץ לארץ. So, it's not exactly clear what the Mari Korkus is saying, but it sounds like what we're saying. That it's not chutz laretz because it has a chiyuv of mitzvahs. But it's also not mamish Eretz Yisrael. So in three ways, Syria is like chutz laretz. It's equal to chutz laretz, but it's still better than chutz laretz. In three ways, it's like chutz laretz, but it's better than chutz laretz. How's it better than chutz laretz? And that is a chi of mitzvahs. How's it like chutz laretz? That it's not mamish Eretz Yisrael. And legabe Eretz Yisrael, vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael, it's chutz laretz. And therefore, there was a gzeira, tocha gzeira from tumas Eretz Ha'amim. As my Rav Rabbi say, yesh lanu biyadayim shlanu baruch Hashem kama nafkaminot. Rishit kol, she'en la'aser me'aperot shel Suria al aperot shel Eretz Yisrael afilu, אם בסוריה אתה חייב במצוות התלויות בארץ, אבל בכל זאת זה לא ארץ ישראל ממש, ולכן אין להפריש. זה דבר אחד. דבר נוסף, שלגבי לוסכונים, שבסוריה יש אין דין לוסכונים, כי זה לא ארץ ישראל ממש. ודבר שלישי, יש פה תומס ארץ העמים, כי זה לא ארץ ישראל ממש. אסור לצאת מארץ ישראל לסוריה. ומעתה נראה בדעת הרמב״ם. עכשיו אנחנו חוזרים לדעת הרמב״ם. שפתחנו, הבה נזכור, מכיוון שזה השיעור השביעי, אז ממש כדאי לזכור את מה שלמדנו קודם. כל, בשיעור הראשון, כל הארצות שכובשים ישראל במלך על פי בית הדין, all the lands that the Jewish people capture with the king, with the Beis Din, based on the Beis Din, הרי זה כיבוש רבים. That is the din of כיבוש רבים, והרי היא כארץ ישראל שכבש יהושע לכל דבר. And therefore it has the din of Eretz Yisrael that was captured by Yehoshua. Why? Because you have a king and you have the Beis Din, it's kibush rabim, it's like Eretz Yisrael proper. And that's provided that it was captured after the proper boundaries, borders of Eretz Yisrael were captured. Everybody holds that to make it Eretz Yisrael itself, for that you need a kibush rabim. In other words, even if you hold kibush yochid shmei kibush, that doesn't make it a cheftz of Eretz Yisrael. That not. Likro shekol makom b'kibush rabim k'kibush Yehoshua Mairi v'al yidei kibush yochid eino ela l'chayev b'mitzvot. The pasuk of Kol Mokoim is talking about a kibush rabim, like the kibush of Yehoshua Kol Mokoim. Asher tidroch kaf raglechem chem yiyeh. So wherever you trample, it's going to be yours. So that's referring to the type of kibush that was done in the time of Joshua. By the kibush yachid eino el lachiyuv mitzvus, lachayiv mitzvus. And through the kibush yachid, what does the kibush yachid do for us? The kibush yachid doesn't make it Eretz Yisrael proper, but it's mechayiv us in mitzvus. והוא עדין מהייטיימה כשיש חיסרון וסמך לפלטרים, שעל ידי זה אי אפשר שתהיה כארץ ישראל וכנב, שוב, אין בהלכי ובמצווס. And therefore, for the same reason, when there's a חיסרון וסמך לפלטרים, and therefore it also can't be כארץ ישראל, because how can you capture outside of Eretz Yisrael when you haven't captured Eretz Yisrael proper? So that's not going to make it Eretz Yisrael. So it has no chiyuv mitzvahs. So both are al halacha. In other words, both if it's a kibush yachid, if a yachid captures it, not for all of Klal Yisrael, or if you haven't yet captured Eretz Yisrael, so in both instances, it is not going to be part of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Because it's a kibush yachid, so how can a kibush yachid be Eretz Yisrael, the land of all of Israel? It's being done not for the rabbim, it's being done for the yachid. So that's not the land of the Jewish people. And if there's a chisaron of samach leplatrin, you haven't captured next to the palace, you haven't captured the Eretz Yisrael proper, how can you capture outside of Eretz Yisrael? It's the same fort. That can't be Eretz Yisrael yet. How can you make it Eretz Yisrael? You haven't captured Eretz Yisrael proper. So both, this is what we ask, how do these two connect? They're both lahalacha, because they're thematically connected, that you can't, we want to make outside of Eretz Yisrael proper, and that can't be done if it's done by a yachid or if some chlaplatrin you have not yet captured. So therefore, shuv ein ba'ela chiyuv mitzvot. So all you have then is an obligation to keep mitzvahs. But Eretz Yisrael proper, it is not. Because l'kulei alma, everybody holds that it doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael in such an instance. If it's a kibush yachid, even if you hold kibush yachid shmei kibush, but it's still not going to be Eretz Yisrael. B'chol ha'machlokes, but the kibush yachid, hu rak l'gabei l'chiyuv trumas u'maisris. The whole argument is l'gabei l'chiyuv trumas u'maisris. If you could be mechayiv, even if it's not Eretz Yisrael mamish, from the Gzeira Shav of Yehiyah, l'chayiv mitzvahs ba'aretz, shekavshu, as we're going to explain, hopefully, why this is so. But that's the machlekes, is kibush yachid shmei kibush, is there going to be a chiyuv in mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz? Even though it's not Eretz Yisrael mamish, and that's the Gzeira Shav that we had, kol makom asher tidur kavuchem, l'chem yehiyah, and we have another word yehiyah by Eretz Yisrael, just like there you're chayiv in mitzvahs, here you're chayiv in mitzvahs. But that's the member, the Meiri says, that's talking about kibush yachid, as we saw in the first year. So that's only the gabei chiyuv mitzvot lo yisbaretz, but as far as being Eretz Yisrael proper, it's not. Interesting. In the Parshas Drochim of the Mishneh Lemelech in Siman Zayin, he brings the Sifri and Dvarim 15:7, Kibucha Evyon Bechad Sharecha, Minayin She'ani Eretz Yisrael Kod Milani Yechutz Loretz. So we're talking here about giving money to the poor. So how do you know that the Aniyim of Eretz Yisrael proceed, take precedence to the Aniyim of Chutz Loretz? Tamad Lomer Ba'aretzicha. Dafk in your land. Minayin She'af Chutz Loretz. How do we know even that God gives you? So from there, Larabo is even Chutz Laretz, because it already said Ba'artzicha. So Memela, we have a ribui that you also have to give to the poor in Chutz Laretz. So Frek the Parshas Drochim, what's the Havamina that Mitzvah Stuck is not going to be knowing in Chutz Laretz? Is it a Mitzvah Atluya Ba'aretz? Ubi Yoiser, Shal Ribui Ba'artzicha Lo Yitzchel Lahakdim Ani Chutz Laretz. So what do you need Ba'artzicha to tell you that any Eretz Yisrael come first? So it's mashma to the medrash, it's pasha to the medrash, that there's a mitzvah in Chutz Laretz, just doesn't take precedence. And then afterwards, no, you need a pasuk l'chabos is kuf achiyu b'lani Chutz Laretz. V'sude echi olif mikra da Hashem loisein lach, l'ani Chutz Laretz, v'adarabe mikra mashma, d'mayri b'eretz Yisrael sh'eretz asher Hashem lokecha anayis, sh'nasen Hashem l'bnei Yisrael. Adarabe, from the pasuk, it's mashma, that we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, which is the so again, first we have a chiyuv lehakdim ani Eretz Yisrael. Mashmat pashat that in Chutz Laretz you're going to be chayiv, and then we need a pasuk l'rabbis that even in Chutz Laretz you're chayiv in ani Chutz Laretz. But in the beginning of the Medrash, we didn't even have such a question. Of course, you're chayv in Chutz Laretz. The only word is the beginning of the Pasuk is telling us, according to the Medrash, that you have to be makdim ani Eretz Yisrael. But in a chinami, pashat that you have to give to any Chutz Laretz. And then we have a l'rabbi, it's ani Chutz Laretz. And also, asher Hashem alakecha noisein lach, how do you learn ani Chutz Laretz? Adar Rabbi, from the Pasuk, it's mashma that it's talking about Eretz Yisrael, not about Chutz Laretz. The land God gave you, what did the land God America God gave us? I know it's called the Chutz La'aretz, it's called the Arzot HaBrit. I always say it's called the land of the covenant. No, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the land of the covenant. Chutz La'aretz is not the land of the covenant. So that's, so what's Pshat? The land God gave you, that's Eretz Yisrael. How does the Medrash learn that it's coming the rabbis Chutz La'aretz? So that was what's bothering the Parashas Drachim. So he says that it's not talking about Chutz Laretz, Ela Lekibush Mechutz Legvulin. It's talking about when they captured outside the Gvul Eretz Yisrael, and nevertheless, the Ani Eretz Yisrael proper are Koidim Lani Chutz Laretz. What do we need a ribui for that for? That it's talking about those who capture outside of Eretz Yisrael. Excuse me, that when you capture land outside of Eretz Yisrael, they're before Ani Chutz Laretz. That's the whole chiddush. That when the Medrash says first give to Ani Eretz Yisrael and then to those outside of Eretz Yisrael, who's it talking about? It's talking about when you're kovesh mechutz legvulin, and when you're kovesh mechutz legvulin, they are before the Ani Chutz Laretz. So first you have Ani Eretz Yisrael proper before the Ani Chutz Laretz, then you have the Ani of the land that's captured outside of Eretz Yisrael are before Ani Chutz Laretz. And that's why it's called the land that God gave you. God gave it to you because you captured it outside of Eretz Yisrael. And that's, so it's coming to be the rabbis, even in that area, even in Chutz Laretz, not as what was captured outside of Eretz Yisrael. So you have to be makdim aniyei Eretz Yisrael proper to aniyei what you captured, and then you're makdim aniyei what you captured to aniyei Chutz Laretz. But why do we have to have a special reboot for the land that you captured? I hope I'm reading that correctly. Hakopan, why do you have to have a reboot for the land that you captured? Okay, that's Eretz Yisrael. So based on what we're saying, it's gevaldik, we can explain the Medrash that the Nidun is talking about a kibush yachid. A kibush yachid only has a din of mitzvah noigos. Besalam, we have a havim mina, shizarak biyachas la mischayiv, or a kapi noisein at stokah, abalei chutz loritz. Vem bezadin kadima. וזה כל מה שבלן קורא, שגם כלפי הנויסין, אבל אין מקום של מיטיס נויוס. ויש קדימה לבני מקום זה, על אני חוץ לארץ. So the Nidon is that when you made a kibush yachid. Kibush yachid is in Eretz Yisrael proper. It's not considered Eretz Yisrael proper. And we don't have a mina, but that's only... ביחס למסחייב. Only klapei the person who's mischayev in the mitzvahs for him, it has a din of mitzvah tlius baritz, but not on the one who is mischayev in, but not on the person he's giving to. For him, it's mamash chutz laaretz. And there's no din kadima. But lezeh kamash malan, no. The din klapei the noisein, it's makom shem mitzvahs noisein. They copy both of them. Even when you give tzedakah, it's for everybody, even for the receiver, for everybody. It's going to be a makom shem mitzvahs nagos. And therefore, there's kadima in this area over aniyei chutz laaretz. So, there's never a havamina that there's no mitzvah of tzedakah in chutz laaretz. It's pshita is a mitzvah tzedakah in chutz laaretz. What the medrash is discussing is dinei kadima. So first it tells you there's a dinei kadima eretz Yisrael proper over what you captured, and then it tells you what you captured, i.e., what you captured b'kibush yachid, which is an eretz Yisrael proper, right? Like we said, it doesn't mamish have a din of eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, that what you were capturing kibush yachid, the chiddush is that also has an adifus to the rest of chutz laaretz. So there's an adifus to Eretz Yisrael proper over what you captured with kibush yachid, which is an Eretz Yisrael proper. And then the chiddush of the medrash is, whatever, how do you know that you're chayim chutz laaretz, meaning how do you know there's a kadima in what you captured over chutz laaretz, what you didn't capture? And that's what the pasuk says, asher shem l'kach ha'noisin l'ach, what God gave you, because God taka gave that to you. And the whole din v'dvarim here is because this area outside of chutz laaretz that you captured with kibush yachid is, on one hand, chayiv and mitzvahs, but it's not Eretz Yisrael proper. So you'd have it sad to say that maybe there's no din kadima here. So kamash malah, no. There is a din kadima, and it works even in the mitzvah of tzedaka, klapei the noisein, klapei the makabel. Everybody has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Vis-a-vis everywhere else, and mitzvah tliyos ba'aretz, and memela, the person's going to be chayiv first in the area that you captured kibush yachid, and then chutz laaretz. Again, it's never havamina in chayiv and chutz laaretz. Then the question is kadima. Is kadima of Eretz Yisrael over what you captured kibush yachid, and the bush is in Eretz Yisrael proper, and this kadima of what you captured with kibush yachid over the rest of chutz laaretz. So that's beautiful. Now, what we have to discuss is this chiluk that we're making, that between, as far as chiyuv terumas and ma'aseres, this machlok is about din kibush yachid, shmei kibush. There is a chiyuv terumas and ma'aseres, not that. But as far as the mitzvah of yishev Eretz Yisrael, there is l'kulei alma. Even in Sulia, midin mitzvahs noagos shem. So we have to explain this chiluk in Mirtz Hashem in the next shir to understand more about the nature of Surya. And Bezrat Hashem, anachnu nir'eh, ve'advarim me'iru bo'or yekarot Bezrat Hashem, ve'bintam gam ra'inu neflaot. Az yesh kama drachim lalechet lehavin et ha'chiluk hazeh ben tchumot u'masrot, shal zeh nechleku b'din kibush yachid, ובין מצוס יישוב ארץ ישראל, שבזה לכולי אלמה יש חיוב, גם בסוריה, מדין המצוות הנוהגות שם. אז אנחנו בעזרת השם נראה בפעם הבאה, בלי נדר, ונבאר את החילוק הזה. שלום שלום.